You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. Delighted to say for the Sunday edition, Sunday the 6th of January edition, I am joined by Gary Katewell. Gary, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
I'm very good, thank you. Bobby, yourself, how was your Christmas?
Oh, very good, thank you. Delightful good. Christmas. And Happy New Year to you as well.
Yes, and to you and to all the listeners as well.
And where is the HWPA award in your house? Is it on the mantelpiece?
No, it's still on the coffee table. I've got to put
on
a
the coffee table.
It is. I've got to put a shelf up in the in the office, if you could call it an office. But it will be going up there in due course. But
are you going to polish it every day?
Yes, because I don't want it getting dusty and ruined. It's something I will actually treasure. So I'll do my best to keep it. To keep it as it should be.
Yeah, no, I think that's wise as well. Right then, if we have a look at the racing, what we saw on a Saturday afternoon, starting with the Grade 1 Tolworth, Elixir de Nuts was your winner for the Colin Tizard-Yard, of course. Previously had won the Supreme Trial at Cheltenham, I believe that was back in November. Cracky renewal though, and Elixir de Nuts has completed the hat-trick.
He has, and he's very much a horse on the up, isn't he?
Yep.
Obviously, he's won his last two starts now at Cheltenham. He won a novice hurdle back there at the Christmas meeting, and his jumping was his main asset, really, today. He jumped a lot better than his main market rivals. He's proven his effectiveness on tacky ground as well now, so quick ground, tacky ground, it's not going to make any sort of difference to this horse, and his jumping is going to be a huge asset. I know he's fallen before, but his jumping is going to be a huge asset in the Supreme Novices Hurdle, which will obviously be the target now, and I believe the plan is to go straight there.
Good run as well from the Nichols pair.
Yeah, Grand Sansu, I suppose the way that he goes through his races is always going to be susceptible to a stronger finisher, because he can often go quite freely in his races, so that would be a little bit of a concern. And to be fair, the Supreme will suit him as well, because it'll actually help him settle a little bit better. But he had every chance, really. Rath Hill, obviously the major disappointment. Obviously, I think that race just coming, you know, a little bit early in the horse's career. But in fairness, he he's only had the three starts, but he was sort of priced up on reputation, I suppose, today, wasn't he? And that reputation, the bubble has burst a little bit.
And the form of Venetia Williams and Charlie Deutsch continues to be really good at the moment. And they won the Veterans Handicap Chase on Saturday afternoon at Sandown with Oublon Desobo.
And he had the race won from a good way out as well, didn't he? And you saw Charlie Deutsch having a good look round on more than one occasion aboard this horse, who's well back throughout the course of the day. He's a previous course and distance winner. In fact, I think his last victory prior to that had actually come here in one of the veterans chases at the Sunday meeting they have at that track. But obviously, you know, he's all about stamina. He was fourth in the Midlands nationally. He's ran in a couple of Gold Cups in 2015, and I think he ran in it in 2014 as well. So, you know, he's certainly no back number. He got a bit of back class, if you like. That was his first win for a couple of years. But, you know, the Venetia Williams horse is continuing in rampant form, and very much the yard to keep on the right side of him. Charlie Deutsch, obviously, not long returning from an enforced absence, is riding particularly well at the moment.
Yeah, he certainly is indeed. If we have a look at the racing happening on Sunday afternoon, starting first with Over in Ireland, the 150 at Naas, that is the Grade 1 novice hurdle to enjoy. 2.5 miles being the distance. And at the time of recording, joint favourites as it stands at the moment with William Hill, with a battle over Doyen for Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy, owned by Jigginstown Stud, and Tornado Flyer as well for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh. Interesting, you know, to look at these two. The reason why I'm saying that, battle over Doyen, of course, undefeated, and won a point-to-point, a bumper, and a maiden hurdle last time out at Navan. But Tornado Flyer has got the Grade 1 in the book. You know, obviously, of course, that was a bumper back in April. Won the maiden hurdle last time out. So I think it's very interesting. In my opinion, I think battle over Doyen needs to improve again.
Yeah, and I think I'd agree. I mean, at 7-4 each of two, I mean, you couldn't help really be fail to be impressed with how the way that Battle Over Doyen's won his two races thus far. He won his bumper very comfortably back at Punchestown back at the end of November. And as far as hurdling debuts go, he couldn't have been more impressive when winning over 2 miles at Navan last time out. But you're right, you know, this is a step up in grade. We saw with Raf Hill earlier on, I suppose, that confirmed grade one form or a bit more experience might all be preferable. I think the step up in trip will definitely suit this point-to-point winner, who obviously won his point-to-point in April of 2017, and he won that quite easily too. So he's clearly a horse going the right way, that is for sure. But, you know, Tornado Flyer, obviously, he was third in the Cheltenham bumper behind two of his stable companions, Relegate and Carefully Selected. And then he reversed form with Carefully Selected, at least, when winning at the Grade 1 Punchestown bumper. Obviously, he won there on his hurdling debut. He was a little keen on that occasion. That was over this trip, which I think is quite interesting. He went through that race very well. He jumped well, slightly maybe out to his left, but going around Nace is obviously left-handed, so going back left-handed I think will definitely suit. Obviously, he beat Take Revenge on that particular occasion. Take Revenge we haven't seen since, so we don't know in terms of the overall strength of the form. But that was a nice starting point. The others, I thought Lone Wolf is a horse who's on the up. And Come To Me, obviously won by a big, big margin at Cork on his most recent outing. Commander of Fleet, the bubble kind of burst a little bit last time out in the Royal Bond when he finished fourth behind Quick Grab Him, Triplicate and Aramoni. He was last of four that day and a little bit disappointing. But I think I'd have to stick with Tornado Flyer and he will be the pick, but it's a fascinating race.
Tornado Flyer then, the selection of Gary for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh. Of course, what we need to mention is Lorena returned to action Saturday afternoon as well at Sandown in the listed mares. So it'll just really a walk in the park for her.
Well, she had a bit of a jog round, didn't she? But yeah, that was a good effort from her. She obviously had, you know, her only rival in trouble from her, you know, from about the second or third flight, but she got the job done well, and I imagine it'll be champion hurdle next, so I imagine she'll probably go straight there too.
The big race at Plumpton on Sunday afternoon is the Sussex National over the extended 3.5 miles. At the time of recording, the Two Amigos is your 9-4 favourite here. And I suppose the first thing we say with the Two Amigos is that he looks to be a cracking recruit to the Nicky Martin yard.
Yeah, obviously a fairly prolific point-to-point winner. I presume he was actually with this trainer when he was winning those points, or it was the trainer's wife, rather, I should say, because obviously Nicky can't train under pointing rules, so it was his wife, Nicola. But the horse, obviously, was a winner at Newton Abbott back in October. Jumped well. He made all the running that day. He was then second at Market Raisin when he might have just gone off a little bit too quick, but he bounced back to form. And his jumping is that this horse's asset, really, when he won at Exeter last time out. Obviously, he carried a big weight that day. That was over 3 miles, or just shy of 3 miles. He's got a... It was one of those marathon races, so it was over further. Beg your pardon, it was over 3 miles six, one of those marathon events that they have at Exeter. The issue would be, for me, he's not the only pace angler in the race. The Tin Miner is another horse who likes to force the pace. He made all when winning here at the beginning of December, but then finished second behind I See You Well, who survived a very bad mistake when winning at Plumpton on the 17th of December. I think those three are all towards the front of the market. So that would be the slight concern. I mean, Big Meadow's definitely well handicapped. He's dropping down in the weights. But the concern with him is I think he wants a bit more cut in the ground. He's won on soft ground before, but the ground at Plumpton's good to soft and no rain forecast. It might be drying out a little bit further. So with that in mind, I'm going to take a chance on a horse who hasn't been seen for a while, Pearl Swan. Now, this horse, trained by Peter Bowen, was actually seventh in the Scottish National when last seen. It actually shaped with plenty of promise on a few other runs before that. Ran at the Aintree Festival, ran at Uttoxeter and ran okay. But it's the horse's form prior to that, around about this time last year, when he began to hit form, when he won at Southall. He also won at Foss Lass. He certainly stays very well. Obviously, he's got to prove his well-being on his first start for quite some time, but he has run well fresh in the past. Should imagine this will have been the target for him for some time as well. So, at the prices, I'll take a chance on Pearl Swan to win the Sussex National.
And at the time of recording as well, Pearl Swan currently 6-1 with us here at William Hill. And don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday afternoon. It kicks off at 12:30 p.m.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.